Hamlin, Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope everybody's having a great day. We're taking a look at some fun things going on through the weekend, rather, of May 11th. Now, through May 31st, it's the May Festival of Arts in Eureka Springs. Now, these are their words, not mine, but to say that Eureka Springs is a colorful community is an understatement. I think we'll all agree that's
yes.
true. There's an overall creative vibe running through the historic arts village, driven by more than 350 working artists in all mediums. Now, during the month of May, Eureka Springs shows it all off. It's the 31st annual May Festival of the Arts. It's packed with art exhibits, demonstrations, performances, culinary arts, free music in the park, and a street party thrown by the artists. Definitely a fun month to be in Eureka Springs.
Yeah.
Now, May 12th is Arkansas Heritage Day at Petit Jean State Park near Morrilton. May, of course, is Arkansas Heritage Month, and you are invited to discover the state's rich heritage in Arkansas's first state park. From Native American Indian life to the era of the Civilian Conservation Corps, Petit Jean State Park is a place rich with the influence of the past. Parkin Archaeological State Park in Parkin is hosting a historic women's skills workshop on May 12th. Come learn skills practiced by the past females of Parkin in this workshop tailored specifically for women. Activities will include fiber arts, fire starting, Dutch oven cooking, which will result in lunch, and more. Get your girlfriends and mothers together on this Mother's Day weekend and celebrate women's labor. Fairfield Bay offers a Bloomin' at the Bay and Blues and Barbecue on May 12th. A celebration of spring featuring the very popular 14th annual Van Buren County Master Gardeners Plant Sale. The ultimate backyard barbecue begins at 11 a.m. You can meander your way through the park to the second festival of the day. Sample the culinary creations of both local and out-of-towner barbecue masters. And finally, the Empress of Little Rock in Little Rock is offering a Mother's Day Grand High Tea on May 13th. You can experience a very special Grand High Tea just for Mom. Sample a Mother's Day Grand High Tea tradition at the Empress with homemade scones, decadent cottage cream, and delicate lemon curd. There's dainty gourmet finger sandwiches such as brie and fig grilled squares, traditional cucumber sandwiches, and much more. All those special touches plus elegant desserts from the early Victorian era to the turn of the 20th century. That would be such a special thing for your mom. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout our great state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.